mess is mine. Messy, yours is maybe not.
FM WMFO in Medford. That was Animal Collective with Did You See the Words, the first song on their seminal 2005, somewhere around their LP called Feels. My personal favorite source of much deliberation inside my head. It's 12:04 on Monday, May 2nd. And you're listening to the Morning Coffee Power Hour, formerly and colloquially known as Feeling Feelings, with myself, DJ Lou. It's possibly my last show for a long while, so I'm going to enjoy it, and I hope you will too. Coming up right next, some Arcade Fire from the album Funeral. It's Neighborhood Number 2, parentheses, Laika. Thanks for tuning in.
Great adventure! Dreaming.
5FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to the Morning Coffee Power Hour, formerly and colloquially known as Feeling Feelings with DJ Lou. That was Two by Crystal Castles, Vanished from the self-titled, and before that, Celestica from their follow-up called Simply Two. Before that, another album called Two. It's Mac DeMarco with Dreaming. Before that, the quintessential Beach Boys with Wouldn't It Be Nice, the first track on, as you know, Pet Sounds. And before that, some Arcade Fire, Neighborhood Number 2, Laika, from their first album, Funeral. What's happening in the music world? Radiohead just yesterday started effacing their... Well, I don't know if it started yesterday, but they have been effacing their internet presence. They deleted all the posts from their Facebook page, their Twitter. Their website slowly decreased in opacity until it went entirely blank. Signals of something new coming, perhaps. A boy can dream. No, but it looks very likely. So very excited about that. The prospect of a new Radiohead record, hopefully sometime this year. We'll see. They sent out a bunch of mysterious flyers to their fans in the UK, which read, "Sing a song of sixpence that goes, burn the witch, we know where you live." So yeah, who knows what that means? Other than some new Radiohead, we hope. So, in honor of that, here's Radiohead with House of Cards from the album In Rainbows.
is still on my wall, on my wall. The colors are bright, bright as ever. Still
listening to Feeling Feelings with DJ Lou. That was Pavement with Gold Sounds from the album Crooked Rain. Crooked Rain, one of my absolute favorite albums, songs, and bands. Before that, Built to Spill with the cover of, I believe it's Daniel Johnson's originally? Johnson? Some Things Last a Long Time from the album The Normal Years. And before that, Radiohead with House of Cards. In the interest of time, I'm going to give you a real quick PSA here. If you're under the influence of anything, never think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO and Edward Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, it's a good point. In the music world, In the Red Records, a California label, I believe based in Los Angeles, where I am from originally, just announced a 25th anniversary festival, July 14th through 16th, I believe. It's around $60 for tickets for the full weekend. And some really incredible stuff going on. Ty Siegel and Michael Cronin performing their incredible album, Reverse Shark Attack, which I'm going to play for you in a second. Also of note on the lineup, Meat Bodies, Wand, CCR Head Cleaner, some cool sort of underground, but starting to not be so underground, which is cool for them. LA Garage, Fuzzy Acts, some cool stuff on this label. Would definitely recommend checking it out if you are in the Los Angeles area this summer. Without further ado, it's Ty Siegel and Michael Cronin with the song High School from the album Reverse Shark Attack.
Thank you.
91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. That was Animal Collective with their masterpiece of a song, Alvin Rowe. It's the last track on Spirit They've Gone, Spirit They've Vanished. Unbelievable to think that AB Terror and Panda Bear recorded that when they were no older than I am right now. 20, for those of you who don't know how old the voice talking to you through the radio is, which I imagine is most of you. Yeah, great album to listen to if you're having a quarter-life crisis. Some real, some good messages. Anyway, don't really know what I'm saying here. This is probably my last song of my last show for what will maybe be a while. So thanks all of you for tuning in. It's been a good run. This last song is by Broken Social Scene from the album Forgiveness Rock Record, and it's fittingly called Sentimental Exes.
You used to call.
91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to the Morning Coffee Power Hour, formerly and colloquially known as Feeling Feelings with DJ Lou. This is my last track for the semester. It's called Avery Island, April 1st, from the new Trumlik Hotel album of the same name on Avery Island. Thanks for listening.